Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy, recording at 6:05 British Summer Time. Well, this has been quite an eventful day in here from just about every aspect. With North Korea firing off those missiles this morning, I've seen that particular event attributed to just about every piece of market action across the board. Everything from the decline in the equity markets to the decline in the bond markets to the rise in the oil price to the rise in gold. Now, while I think that from a geopolitical viewpoint, this will help to increase tensions, I think it is rash to attribute very much of the market action today to North Korea's missile firing. There are plenty of other things going on in here that would help explain the movements in today's markets. Now, looking at equities. You've had maybe 5 or 6 days on the upside in most markets, particularly in Asia and in Europe. And today you had a little bit of a sell-off. Wasn't really anything to set the markets aflame. The FTSE was off about 1%. The DAX was off 1.8%. That was the worst performer in Europe, down 103 points. But when you look at that chart, what it really looks at is that we had that important low in mid-June. It had a good rally from there. We've been expecting that there be some sort of pullback. We don't know how long that's going to last. What the most important thing to look for now is not so much how much they've gone up, but how much are they going to come back? Because if we see equity markets holding above those June lows, that's going to be a very good signal to us that that was the actual low for this reaction, for this medium-term correction. So this is going to be a very interesting couple of days here. If we see markets starting to firm up around this level, that's going to be really quite positive. So definitely all to play for here in equity markets. In the US, the Nasdaq is currently down 37 points, nearly 38 points. That's 1.73%. And the Dow Jones is down 84, that's a 0.75%. The S&P down 0.85, 1% down, nearly 11 points. So very similar story there to what I've just outlined for Europe and Asia in the US. And there's no need to panic. Right now, Mexico's come off a little bit. It's up nearly 6% in the last 2 days, down 2.5% today. So you're getting a small bit of a pullback here. And this pullback isn't just for confined to equities. The bond markets have come off rather heavily in here today as well. And that's U.S. Treasuries down 31 points at 105.18, and the 10 years down 18 points at 104.06. So that's putting pressure on the bottom of the range. The bunds are down half a point at 114.78. So you are seeing some general bond market weakness in here today, and that's largely on the back of, I don't think this is anything at all to do with Korea. It's much more to do with the fact that you had some very good job numbers coming out of the US today. Excuse me. And with these very good job numbers, that means that you've got it's a positive outlook on the economy, which makes further rate hikes more likely, which is going to hit the bond markets, and that's probably what's hit the equity markets as well. The fact that we've gone up quite a bit over the last week or so. People are still a little bit nervous. You have this good news coming out on the economy. People are still afraid of interest rates. A little bit of selling coming in here today. And that's really what I would attribute to today's market action. Now, in commodities, obviously a lot of these commodities were closed yesterday. Gold is currently up 728 on spot. It's at 627. It's up 1350 on the future. But that really only accounts for the gap in yesterday's trading. But gold is really quite firm here over the $600 mark. Silver is a bit more perky. It's up 46 cents. It's at 1138 right now. And the key point with gold and with silver is you had that climactic downward move about 2 weeks ago, and they've gradually pushed their way back up. Silver in particular has broken above that $11 level, which had been the top of that downward dynamic and would have been an area of potential resistance, which it has gone straight through. So silver is looking really quite good. Palladium is also starting to firm up, and platinum, although they're probably not as strong a chart as the silver chart. Copper's up $5 in here in the US. It's at 340. The high was at 400, so we're definitely getting some firming up in here. Nickel is still the star performer, and that's at 22,750 in here today. The high was at 23,075, so really coming in close on those all-time highs. And it'll be interesting to see whether it can maintain this remarkably good performance. Now those job numbers also had an effect on the currency markets, and you'll see in the interesting charts today that that move in the dollar index upside key in the very short term. So that sort of pulls us back towards that range we saw for the majority of June. If it moves back into that, it's probably going to test the top of the range, which would be up around 87. But I don't think we're going to see the dollar. I don't think anybody thinks the dollar is going to move right back into an overall uptrend, and the chances are that we're going to see further ranging, broadly ranging between 84 and 88 on the dollar index. So that has had some quite large, the repercussions there from the dollar index is that the euro is down 0.75. The yen is up nearly 1 yen, and sterling it's down over 1 cent as well. It's at 183.49. But the chances are that we're going to see some further ranging on the currencies. Now, really headline news was the move in the oil price. Oil had been really quite weak earlier on today. The low is at 73.38, but there was some news that came out earlier on. I just want to pull that up. There was some news on oil tanker rates, which are going up because there are less tankers around, and that's something that's sort of been looming out there. And of course, the Koreans were blamed for the surge in the oil price, but oil is up 122 right now. It's at 75.15, so it's over $75. And again, that is very close to that all-time high. Gasoline, which had been looking really quite bearish 2 or 3 days ago, has jumped right back up to that breakout above the range. So that's up $6 in here today. It's at 228.10, and this does look like we're going to see some further strength in the oil complex. Natural gas really is the ugly sister here. It's down 22, nearly 23 cents in here today at 587. So you had that support around $6, and that has given way today. So what this does mean, though, is that when you look at that ratio chart between oil and natural gas, that's diverging even more radically. It was at 12 last week, and with these quite large moves in the oil and natural gas prices in here today going in opposite directions, that ratio is going even more to an extreme. And when I say 12, 12 on that ratio is pretty much the most extreme it gets. I've seen it at 13 or 14. You can find that chart in the chart library, and it just tells us that natural gas really is getting very, very cheap. Now, the problem is that's probably not going to move until we see some sort of weather-related activity coming into the Gulf of Mexico. And I know that's what I'm waiting for, because natural gas really is quite a large contract, and small moves can make big moves on the bottom line. But as soon as I hear of anything that could be even remotely like a Category 5 or a Category 4 hurricane moving in the Gulf of Mexico, you can be sure that thing is going to jump, and it's probably going to jump really rather a lot very, very quickly, because it is now becoming quite overextended on the downside. But in the meantime, oil is moving up over $75. That is in a very, very well-defined uptrend. And from a technical perspective, definitely has the better pattern. Natural gas remains in a downtrend, both in the medium term, certainly not in the long term. There's probably it's probably a very one of the very, very best of the long-term stories, but in the medium term, it's certainly in a downtrend, and the charts don't show us yet any sign of that ending. Although we're all watching it like hawks, I'm sure. Well, not all of us, but some of us are certainly watching it like hawks for that first upward turn. But in the meantime, David would like to thank you all for your additional well wishes that came in after yesterday's missive, and thank you very much for your time.